Joe Palooka!
In this corner, in top fighting form, coming to you every Monday through Friday at this time in thrilling action-packed stories, America's number one hero, world's champion of boxing and of fair play, from Ham Fisher's famous comic strip, Joe Palooka! To further involve Joe Palooka in a gambling fraud, racketeer Blackie Ballinger had two of his henchmen, Al and Rock, see to it that Joe would be missing for a couple of days. So it would appear that Joe had run out. Al and Rock attack Joe from behind, knock him unconscious, and place him in an empty refrigerator car, just as it's about to pull out of the freight yards. While placing Joe in the empty car, Al thinks they're being watched. He's aware of a shadow in the night. In just a moment, we'll learn more about this shadow in the night. But first... And now, Episode 8, No More Joe. More than 500 miles out of New York, a freight train lumbers over the countryside. In one particular empty freight car, we find a familiar figure, and a strange one.
I've been working on the railroad all my live long life.
Oh.
I've been working on... What's the matter, fella? My singing bother you that much?
Oh, where am I?
Well, you're not exactly traveling first class, but you're on a train heading west.
Hey,
I've been working on
hold it
the
a minute.
Railroad.
How'd I get here? Who are you? What's happened to me? Hey, look, mister. How long have I been like this?
Well, that's better. One question at a time, I can answer.
Well, how long have I been here?
Oh, I don't know. It's been over a day.
I've been lying here unconscious for over a day?
Oh, sometimes you came to, but I don't think you knew what was happening or where you were.
No. No, that's for sure. But how'd I get here?
I put you in here.
You put me in here?
Yeah, I put you out of a refrigerator car where a couple of your friends dumped you.
A couple of friends dumped me in a... Say, I remember... I was walking down by the freight yard, and I guess someone must have hit me over the head.
And they put you on ice.
And you took me out of the refrigerator car?
Yeah. Yeah, I saw them ambush you.
Them? What'd they look like?
It's hard to tell. It was pretty dark, and... Well, I wasn't too anxious to get too close.
Can you remember what they looked like at all?
Oh, one of them was a big, heavy-set fella, kind of sour and ugly-looking... And the other was a slight alleys sort of guy.
Doesn't sound like anyone I know. What'd these fellas do with me after they hit me?
Well, they put you in a refrigerated car just as the train started to pull out. I was heading west anyway, so I hopped the same freight. You know, fella, you owe your life to the fact that this train stopped again at the end of that freight yard in New York to hook on a couple more cars.
I don't follow you. I'm still a little woozy, I guess. What do you mean?
Well, as soon as that train came to a stop, which luckily was pretty quick, why, I pulled you out of that icebox on wheels, and then I put you into this freight car.
What made you put me back on the train?
Oh, I just sort of figured that with guys like those two back in New York waiting around for you, maybe you'd be better off on a freight heading west.
Yes. Maybe I would be better off this way.
Don't let it bother you, kid. I've had to take it on a lamb many a time.
Say, just a minute. You know, you saved my life. Thanks a lot.
Don't mention it. On the road, guys have to do each other a good turn now and then.
What's your name?
Rusty.
Just Rusty?
That's all. Got so many last names, I don't remember which one I had last, so I just go by the first name. Just Rusty. If one name's good enough for Caesar and Napoleon, why, one name's good enough for me. What's yours, kid?
Oh, my name's Joe... My name's Phil. Phil Boyle.
Phil, huh? What was this Joe stuff?
Oh, I don't know. I must have been thinking about something else. There's no Joe. There's no more Joe.
No more Joe. Yeah. Yeah, I understand. Bill. Sometimes it's better that way.
Things didn't go just right for me in New York. My friends are kind of suspicious of me. I guess I better stay away from them for a while.
See the country, Phil. See the country.
Maybe this is a good thing. Look out there. The trees. Leaves, all colors. Green grass. Brown hills. New York's nice, but it's not like this. This is really America, I guess. You know, the small town folks with the little kids, they come up and stare at famous people and they admire them. Me? I look at the little kids, their friends and their families, and I admire them. New York's nice, all right, but the kids all over the country and their folks, there's the real America. The real people.
Say, it sounds like you know New York. And the famous people.
Kinda. Don't I look a little familiar to you at all, Rusty?
No, can't say that you do. Of course, I haven't read the papers since I sent a letter to the editor back in 1928 telling him that the stock market was going to crash. He wouldn't put the letter, so I don't read their papers anymore.
You haven't read a paper since 1928?
That's right. And believe me, I'm much happier.
You've been riding around all the time?
Well, I made an effort once at an honest living, and that failed, so I went back to being a nice, respectable hobo.
What kind of an effort did you make at an honest living, Rusty?
Oh, I entered one of them contests. You know, you write 25 words on something. The prize was $5,000 or $5 million, I don't know, but I didn't win, so, well, I went back to being a hobo.
That's pretty good, Rusty.
Say, you're laughing, kid. That's all right.
Yes, I haven't laughed for quite a while. I can't feel very happy when people start accusing me of things. Things I really haven't done.
Say, the train's slowing down, Phil. Matt, you're kind of hungry. Maybe it'd be a good idea to hop off here and see what you can pick up in the way of food. Sorry I haven't got much to offer, but, well, I just haven't got much to offer.
You've given me a lot, Rusty. My life.
Ah, forget that, kid.
Forget it? It's pretty important to me. Even though I'm pretty disgusted with things, even though I'm sick and tired and hungry, it's mighty good to know you're still alive. Yeah, I guess getting out in the country is the thing I needed.
I think getting some food into you is the thing you need now. Come on, she's slowing down. We'll swing off.
Gosh, my legs are kind of wobbly.
Yeah, well, take it easy, kid. Watch me now. Drop off and run with it a ways. Okay, she's slowing down. We'll take it past the curve. Here I go. Come on, kid. Let her go.
Okay, I'll try. Boy, I guess lying there for a day or so really gets a guy out of shape.
Yeah, well, a kid like you is in pretty good condition. You'll be able to get in good shape in no time. Come on, Phil. Let's head down the road a ways.
Gosh, I guess I'm more tired than I think.
Well, you'll be able to make it to this place, okay? There's a gas station lunchroom right around the bend there. I remember the place. They're always good for a handout, and if you want to work, if you can stand such things, why, they probably got a job for you.
Look, aren't you coming with me, Rusty?
No, I got to stay on the move. Just wanted to be sure that you got off okay.
Gosh, I don't know how to thank you, Rusty. I wish you'd stick around a while. How about it? Don't you want some food, too?
Don't worry. I'll get some. Now, in case things get tough, kid, I'll probably be in that jungle right outside the next town up ahead, right behind the packing house. You can't miss it. Now, if I'm not there, drop in anyway. A friend of Rusty's will always be treated just right. Well, so long, Joe. Bill. What was it?
Phil. Phil Boyle.
Well, so long, Phil.
So long, Rusty. And thanks again. Thanks a lot.
Don't mention it. I've been working on the railroad.
And so, Joe Palooka, now Phil Boyle, tired, hungry, and discouraged, more than 500 miles from home, faces a new, strange, and exciting future. In just a moment, we'll tell you about tomorrow's episode. But first, Joe Palooka, or Phil Boyle, receives a threatening warning his first day in the country. Don't miss The Roadside Incident, the next exciting episode in the thrilling story of
the winner and still world champion, Joe Palooka!